SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the Festival of Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
And hello, everyone, and welcome here to Aberdeen, Maryland again, a little bit earlier than planned, but because of the first game ending in a mercy rule fashion between Korea and New Zealand, they wanted to get the second game underway as quickly as possible. The United States portion of the bracket, that is between the Midwest Plains regional winner, Denver, Colorado, against the Ohio Valley regional winner, Homewood, Illinois, as all the players have taken the field and are going through their final warm-ups. We get the home plate umpires and the home plate and base umpires walking towards home plate, so we know that we are about 5 minutes away or so from the start of the announcements for the lineups and all that. Our first game featured Korea and New Zealand, and Korea won over New Zealand 10-0 in four innings. Mercy rule in that game, a dominating performance by Korea. They put up a 7 spot in the first inning, 3 runs in the second inning, and that was all they would need to come up with a win 10-0. Also earlier today, Japan beat Canada 11-1. So Japan is 1-0 in pool play as well as Korea is with that win. We now head our way to Group B, and that is where the Ohio Valley team and the Midwest Plains team meet here as we in Group B play. Of course, the buys today from the league is the Southeast region. They have the bye today, as well as Pacific Northwest. They have a bye today in Group A. So Group B action going on right now. Going on a nationals field, another international matchup between Mexico and Australia. That is the other part of Group D. We saw Group D between Korea and New Zealand today, earlier here at Cal Senior Yard. And nationals field going on right now, or getting underway shortly, will be Mexico and Australia. This was originally a 3 o'clock start time here. We got word that the game is going to start at around 2:50 p.m., so it's a little bit early here today. They're taking infield practice here for Ohio Valley as we get set here for the game. Of course, we are also trying to determine with the home team, because this is all neutral site games, we believe that Homewood, Illinois, is the home team here. And they are getting their last licks at trying to get some infield and fielding practice here. So we have gotten an unclear start time as to when the game was. We heard 3 o'clock, which is the original start time. We heard 2:50, so we do not know if we are going to be starting early or not. But nevertheless, we're happy that you are joining us here on this Saturday afternoon. It is less overcast than it was before. There's more sun trying to penetrate through the blue sky here in the game. There is some thin clouds off towards left field. But nevertheless, the sun is bright and shining here at Cal's Senior Yard. And we are getting ready for baseball. Of course, Cal's Senior Yard looks very much like Oriole Park at Camden Yards, and the Residence Inn Marriott is like, excuse me, the warehouse that you see in right field at Camden Yards. So the hotel is in the shape of the warehouse. How convenient and creative that is. Of course, a lot of attractions here for everyone. We got the playground and the inflatable slide as well. So we will take a quick break. And we will come back. We'll try and get the starting lineups, and we'll go through the code of conduct and the national anthem. That's all coming up next. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from sfmsports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. We're in the pregame for game number 2 between Homewood, Illinois, representing the Ohio Valley region, and the Midwest Plains regional final, regional champion. That was Denver, Colorado, as we get set here for game number 2 of day 2 of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Going on simultaneously at 3 o'clock is Mexico versus Australia. That is Group D play. Later on at 5:30, it's New England region versus Pacific Southwest. And then at 8 o'clock here at Cal Senior Yard is Puerto Rico versus the Dominican Republic. That should be a good matchup, of course, with those two areas very close together. One more game to go at Nationals Field, after the 3 o'clock game. It's 5:30. It's the Southwest Region Final, Southwest Regional Champion versus the Maryland All-Stars, excluding how actually that team coming from Calvert County in Maryland. So, of course, as you can hear, the crowd settling in and a lot of shade for the people. They are all occupying the shaded area on the left field and right field line. A huge awning covers the first three or four rows at Cal's Senior Yard. So all of the patrons, most of them underneath the major awning here. Still infield practice going on. Infield practice is being taken by the Homewood, Illinois squad. And meanwhile, the Denver, Colorado squad continues to look on right in front of the dugout as the players now come off the field. Fielding practice is over, and shortly we will get the starting lineups and announcements here as the umpires are angling towards the field. And now actually it might be fielding practice for Midwest Plains team. So, obviously, they will be wearing the blue jerseys with the red across the top for the region name, Midwest Plains. They will have red numbers and red sleeves for some of them wearing sleeves. They are wearing the gray pants, blue hats, and a blue logo in the front. For Ohio Valley, they oddly look like the Ohio State Buckeyes. They have the gray jersey tops with the red numbers and the back and white outline on them. Ohio Valley across the front, and they have white pants with the red belt. So obviously a white, red, and gray look similar to what Ohio State has. We want to remind you all week the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in Championship Weekend. Friday, Championship Weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m., followed by the International Championship at 7:30. Then we'll broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45. Get the schedule, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. So perhaps the information we got about a 2:50 game start time is not correct because there's still fielding practice going on. But we are delighted to have you nonetheless here. This would have been our normal broadcast start time. So, well, thank you again. Rob Dawson here from Aberdeen, Maryland, as we are getting set for game number two of the Cal Ripken World Series matchup. This is pool play here in Group B in the United States bracket, featuring in Group B Ohio Valley, Midwest Plains, Middle Atlantic, Southeast, and Harford County. In Group A is Pacific Southwest, Pacific Northwest, New England Southwest, and Maryland State Champion. So a very exciting day of action here, for sure here. And for those of you just joining us, the Midwest Plains team, Denver, Colorado, goes up against the Ohio Valley region champion, Homewood, Illinois. Once again, coming up at 5:30 after this game is done, Stu Paul has the New England versus Pacific Southwest. And then at 8 o'clock is Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, rounding out day two of action. Obviously, day one was just the one game in prime time, getting things started with Harford County winning over Bear, Delaware. So the outfield drill is going on, and now players are going to rush off the field as the fielding practice comes to complete here. So we're now at 2:52 p.m. Eastern Time. And as we get settled in here, of course, we already took our pregame break. And both teams getting underway. The big tractor now smoothing out the warning track. As we mentioned before, it is the field dimension slightly bigger. At 263 to dead center field, 215 down the left field line, 205 down the right field line. We have the Under Armour logo in right center field and Babe Ruth League logo in the left field side. This is the 12-year-old World Series championship. There are other World Series championships with other grade levels going on across the country. So fielding practice looks like it's winding up here for Denver, Colorado. And obviously with the international bracket, as we had in the first game, there is a large sense of color and culture here as we got to hear the national anthems of the two teams, New Zealand and Korea, before the game. So obviously in the world championship and the world bracket, there are two groups of four teams each, Group C and D, Canada, Japan, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and C, then Australia, Mexico, Korea, and New Zealand in that group as well. So getting final preparations for the field. It looks like it's going to be a 3 o'clock start, as we originally thought here. Of course, we didn't want to miss any of the action, so we wanted to have you along with us just in case if they did decide to start early. The other game ended so early. It ended at around 1:50 or so Eastern time. So about a hour and 10 minute gap in between game action. So obviously, as you can imagine, mercy rule makes things go by so much quicker, and there's so much more dead time for the audience here at the Cal Ripken Senior Yard. If you're just joining us also, going on SFM Sports Channel 2 is Mexico versus Australia. They had the Canada versus Japan game on that channel, with Japan beating Canada 11-1. So Japan is 1-0 in pool play, as well as Korea. And so we look like we're just about ready. They are repainting the batter's box lines. And the Ohio Valley team is in their dugout on the first base side, Midwest Plains. Now, on their other side of the diamond, on the third base side. As we mentioned, Homewood, Illinois is scheduled to be the home team from what we were hearing across the way in the press box. So, as the final spraying of the field. I want to remind everyone, we're going to be here all day, all week, Sunday through Saturday, with the Cal Ripken World Series, all 44 games right here on sfmsports.net. A great setup here and right behind home plate at Cal's Senior Yard. Helpful scorekeepers to our left. I want to thank the people at Maroon PR for giving us all of the information we need. It has been much needed, and we appreciate every bit of it. As we are getting underway here for game number two, as the final preparations, they're repainting the batter's box here and repainting the lines. They already repainted the line, so the last bit of it is the batter's box. And obviously, I want to remind you about the TuneIn app. Stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Just search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2, then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet, thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. So, one more line to get for the batter's box. They're going over the right box first. And now they're going to go over to the left one. And one final stripe as the home plate umpire and umpires look on here. And as a solid line, as the grounds crew continues to swipe the clean the plate. And now they are painting the other end of the foul line leading towards the box. So, obviously, more people we expect would come to the evening session here, when and there are a number of people in the tent. That is where a lot of the action is so far. A lot of the fans in the tent on the left field side. On the right field side, there are smaller tents, but sponsored tents. Also got a good try out of the concession stand. Very good food down at Home Plate Express, right by Home Plate. There's also in the outfield a playground for the kids, which is a very nice touch there for perhaps the younger siblings of the players to have a chance to play in the playground off towards left center field. In right center, there is a water slide. There is a little pool and a rather tall inflatable slide in right center field. So good job for them and for the kids to cool off after a hot day. It is temperatures in the 80s, not as hot as it can get in the Maryland area. And the coaches are going over the lineups. As they have exchanged lineup cards, we are plenty in time this time. They were running ahead of schedule in the first game, so we unfortunately were missing some of the lineups. But we are well in time here, and it looks like they might just be about ready to begin as they're going over the ground rules real quick with both head coaches from Denver, Colorado, and Homewood, Illinois. as the home plate umpire goes over the foul lines and the boundaries. There is a taller right field wall here at Ripken Stadium. It is a what would seem to be a fair park, even though it's 205 down the right field line for the 12-year-olds. It is a sizable wall ranging about, I'd say, 20, 30 feet or so, that is double the size of the wall going around the rest of the ballpark. And so, one final check here. We came on the air, as we mentioned, at 2:40 because we had gotten word that the game might start early. We didn't want you to miss any of the action here. But we're proud to be with you nonetheless here on this Saturday afternoon. We also hear that Mexico and Australia are about to get going as well. And a good shout-out to our friends in the media. For those of you who could go to RipkenBaseball.com/World Series, a very good job by the team of team reporters that are giving some nice features about what's going on with the team. We learned that New Zealand's 38-hour trip to get here. Well, we're now getting ready, set to go, and we will send it over to the public address system for the beginning of the game. And for the announcement of the starting lineups and the code of conduct announcement.
Nate Dingus. Number 5, Jack Mikulik. Number 10, Blake Branson. Number 2, Jacob Thompson. Number 9, Fisher Mahoney. Number 17, Lucas Quezada. Number 15, Keegan Feely. Number 12, Moses Doakes. Number 18, Thurman Campbell. Number 8, Aiden Flores. Number 11, Wynn Morley. Number 6, Andrew Poole. And number 19, Owen Cardwell. Coaches for Midwest Plains, Dustin Dingus, Andy Monroe, and Jason Thompson. Today's bat boys will be Henry Dingus and the ambassador for Midwest Plains, Steve Mikulik. Now for Ohio Valley. Number 8, George Santos. Number 2, Aiden O'Connor. Number 19, Cecil Archbold. Number 7, Connor Mason. Number 9, Tyler Scheffler. Number 11, Anthony Caldero. Number 6, Miles Prado. Number 3, Caden Ernst. Number 4, Jack Hurley. Number 5, Matt Puchowski. And number 10, Kevin Reed. Bat boys for Ohio Valley: Mick O'Connor, Cade Reed, John Olgan, and coaches Avery Schaefer and Josh Ernst. Team captains for Midwest Plains: Kyle and Kevin Mischit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, will please remove your caps and performing the national anthem, Brooke Sexton.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting. Yeah.
And that was the announcement of the and singing of the Star Spangled Banner, the announcement of the lineups. And we thank you so much for joining us here as we're getting ready for baseball here. And now, Code of the Conduct.
Develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop understanding of and respect for the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotions and speech. Develop spirit of cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
This has been the Let's Play Ball.
All right, well, that was the reading of the Code of Conduct. As we are set for baseball, as you can hear, the cheering from both sides as Midwest Plains does their cheer and right by the batter's box on the third base side. And now Homewood, Illinois comes up in a group as the coach for them gives one final talk. That is John Ogden talking to his team. For Denver, Colorado, the manager is Dustin Dingus. So Homewood, Illinois is the pitcher. It'll be Tyler Schlaffer pitching for Homewood, Illinois. And as you heard from the lineups before, due up Caleb Monroe, Nathan Dingus, and John Mikulik. So as I want to remind everyone, now, this is all part of the 44 games for SFMSports.net over these next nine days of the Cal Ripken World Series. Game number two at the Cal Senior Yard getting set here, and the world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with SFMSports.net on social media. We'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews, and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFMSports.net. The Nationals Yard between Mexico and Australia going on across the way at the other smaller park. This is the main stadium here for the Cal Ripken World Series, the Cal Senior Yard, where all of the championship games will be played. So it will be Tyler Schlaffer, and his first batter facing will be Caleb Monroe, the left fielder. And we are underway here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Here's the first pitch from Schlaffer, and that is low for a ball. And they count 1-0. We'll give you the fielding assignments for Homewood, Illinois throughout the top half of the inning. Here's the 1-0. And that is a strike, and they count 1-1. So Schlaffer working quickly now, looking at the sign. Now winds and delivers the 1-1. And that one is fouled away. Caleb Monroe, his nickname is Skinny. Favorite baseball team is the Chicago Cubs. He's most proud of making the Cal Ripken World Series. Caleb Monroe from Denver, Colorado, as is this entire team. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Monroe. So Schlaffer, a strikeout. Nathan Dingus up next. Likes to be called Nate. His nickname is Danger. Trying to be dangerous here from the right side. And the first pitch is a strike and the count 0-1. Also a Cubs fan as you... Well, he's from Denver, Colorado. So not a Rockies fan, a Cubs fan. His favorite baseball player is Starlin Castro. So now here's the 0-1, and that is low, and the count 1-1. His favorite food is tacos. So now it'll be a 1-1 from Schlaffer. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside and low on the count 2-1. It is Schlaffer pitching to Aiden O'Connor as the catcher. So now it'll be a 2-1. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside the count 3-1. George Santos at first, Cecil Archbold at second, Caden Ernst at third, and Anthony Caldenaro at short. Here's the 3-1, and that one is hit towards short on the ground. Throw over to first and in time for the second out of the inning. So Dingus grounds out 6-3, two away. Up next is John Mikulik. Across the outfield, Connor Mason in left, Jack Hurley in center, and Miles Prado in right. So here's the pitch from Schlaffer, winds and delivers, and that one is outside in the count 1-0. So now it'll be a 1-0, and the pitch in that one is lined down the right field line, but foul, out of play, and the count 1-1. He also goes by Jack Mikulik. He loves the Rockies. His favorite food is hot wings. I like those too. So now it'll be a 1-1. Here's the wind and the pitch from Schlaffer, and that one is hit towards the ground and through for a base hit into center field, and getting through on first is John Mikulik. So it's a single for Denver. And up next is Blake Buchen, the second baseman. So Blake Buchen, we just heard someone say from the crowd, so it is not Buchen, but Buchen. And first pitch is outside, and the count 1-0. Buchen wears 10. His nickname is 10. His favorite food is cheeseburgers. He likes Buster Posey. Here's the 1-0, and that one is hidden deep in the hole, but caught. No! Dropped at second base. And it's going to hit the ground, and everyone's safe. And Buchen is on. So coming in was Archbold to make the catch, but it fell out of the glove. So Archbold actually was pushing more out, I should say, moving towards center field, backpedaling, and couldn't make the catch. So Buchen is on at first. Up next is Jacob Thompson. Actually, I'm sorry, we'll see if this is Thompson or not. No, it is Thompson. Thompson is the pitcher, but batting. And now the count is 1-0 as he took a ball inside. So runners on first and second. Two outs here for Denver in the top of the first. Here's the 1-0. And that one is hit on the ground towards short. Flipped to second in time. And that's the final out of the inning. So Thompson out on the fielder's choice is retired. And we head to the middle of the first inning. At the end of a half inning of play, it's Denver nothing. And Homewood, Illinois is coming up to bat. We'll take a break. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson on hand here. Bottom of the first inning between Denver, Colorado, and Homewood, Illinois. Ohio Valley versus Midwest Plains region here at Cal Senior Yard. We'll give you the fielding assignments, as you already heard the lineups, but we'll give you the fielding assignments for Denver, Colorado. And pitching is Jacob Thompson, number two. He will be pitching to John Mikulik behind the plate. Around the infield from first to third, Lucas Quezada at first, Blake Bishane at second, Moses Stokes at third, and Fisher Mahoney at short. Across the outfield from left to right, in left, Caleb Monroe. In center, Nathan Dingus. And in right field, Campbell Thurman. So George Santos, the first baseman, leads things off. Not often do you see a first baseman lead off. But he goes up against Jacob Thompson, and the first pitch is inside, and the count 1-0. A 1-0 is hit him. Now that is a 1-0, and it hit him. So going on to first is Santos. So runner on first, and up next is Aiden O'Connor. I looked down on that here, so I believe it hit him. They called a dead ball, so throw over to first, not in time. Now they're going to try again and throwing over to first, but getting back in time is Santos. Up next is Aiden O'Connor. And now throw back again, and not in time. So now Aiden O'Connor at the plate, and the pitch is outside, and the count 1-0. Nobody out but a runner on. Here's the pitch, and that is outside for a ball, and the count 2-0. So hitters count here for Homewood, Illinois, and Aiden O'Connor. Here's the 2-0, and that one is bunted foul. And the count now, 2-1, trying to see if they can bunt Santos over. So now it'll be a 2-1 count. We're coming to you live from Aberdeen, Maryland, at Cal's Senior Yard on SFMSports.net. Rob Dawson on hand here. Now throw back over to first again, and Santos gets back. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside the count. 3-1. So now it'll be a 3-1. Here's the pitch. And that is a strike two called on the outside corner. That pitch just catching the outside corner. What a pitch by Jacob Thompson. So it'll be 3-2 now. There goes the runner, the 3-2, and that one is check swing into foul territory. It's going to angle out of play. Hits the top of the dugout, and crowd cheering for Souvenir in the fourth row by the woman. Made a nice catch. So now it'll be 3-2. The count. There goes the runner again, and that one is looped into right field in the air, caught, and now could there be a double off first? Did they get him? Yes, they did. A doubled off first on the play, and quickly there are two outs. Score it a double play, 9-3. And Aiden O'Connor and Santos are out. So up next is Cecil Archibald Jr. Two outs for Homewood. Here's the pitch from Thompson. Off speed and high for a ball on the count 1-0. Now here's the pitch, and that one is a ball inside, and the count 2 balls and no strikes. Now, time was called as Archibald called time. Now steps back in. The righty in the box. Righty pitcher. And the 2-0 is fouled away. And the count 2 balls and a strike. Dugout on both sides has the players leaning on the railing. 2-1 is a strike, and the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. So now it'll be a 2-2. And the pitch is outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So now it'll be a 3-2. There's the pitch, and ball 4. For Archibald, that was very close to strike 3, but the check swing held up. Archibald takes first on the walk. So Homewood putting the runners on. They had a runner on first, but was doubled off. That was Santos earlier in the inning, and now they got another runner on. But now there's 2 away. Up next is Connor Mason, the left fielder. So a runner on first, and now the pitch to the lefty, and now caught in a rundown for a second, but diving back towards first and getting back in time is Archibald. He was 30 feet perhaps on the way towards second, but because of the great throw by Mikulik, they threw it a second. There goes the runner again. The 1-0, and now the throw is not in time to the third base side of the bag. So taking second is Archibald. So Connor Mason still at the plate, number 7, the left fielder, number 7 playing 7. Here's the 1-1, and that one is fouled off the end of the bat. And they count 1 ball and 2 strikes. Runner on second in scoring position for Homewood. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch from Thompson, and that one is fouled away, almost towards us, and out of play. Went off to the left of the press box. So now here is the 1-2. And that one is foul, just foul. Barely getting a piece of it was Mason. Mikulik fielded that, but it hit in foul territory behind the batter's box and behind the line, behind the plate. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside, and now loose ball, and now taking third is Archibald. Throw cut off by the third baseman because that was going to be headed towards left field. So advancing on the pass ball is Archibald. So now he is on third. Runner on third, 2-2 the count, 2 outs, but better chance now for Homewood to score. Throw over to third, and getting back in time is Archibald. The righty Thompson just kind of flung it towards third. Now throws home a 2-2 pitch out outside. Strike 3 called, actually. They call the strike 3. It came across the outer part of the plate. And down goes Mason. So no runs for Homewood. No runs on no hits. But they leave one because of the walk. At the end of an inning of play, it's Homewood nothing and Denver, Colorado nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? chocolate milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Top of the second inning. It's already an 0-1 count to the next batter, Fisher Mahoney. And the next one is a strike in the count 0-2. A quick restart here. Tyler Schlaffer still pitching for Ohio Valley. Here's the 0-2, and that is swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Schlaffer. So a strikeout number two for, Fisher Mahoney strikes out. So Schlaffer gets his second strikeout, or first strikeout of the day. My mistake, looking at the wrong lineup card. Here's Lucas Quesada, and here's the pitch, and that one is outside, and the count 1-0. Quesada, the first baseman. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that one fouled away. Now the count, 1-1. I will be joining you for the final Nationals field game of the day. That is Southwest Region versus Maryland. Here's the 1-1. And that one is in the dirt, and the count, 2-1. That is, team is from Calvert County, Maryland. So now it'll be a 2-1. Here's the pitch. And swing and a miss, strike two. Actually deflected into the catcher's mitt. It was Quesada there. Scoreless here in the top of the second between Denver and Homewood, Illinois. Now here's the 2-2, and that one is hit foul off the end of the bat, right behind home plate over the netting. And they will do it again. Here is the 2-2. And the pitch. That one in the dirt. The count now 3-2. So now here is the wind and the pitch. The 3-2 is swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Quesada. So another strikeout for Schlaffer. Now next is Keegan Feely. Actually, it is Keegan Feely. He was listed as the extra player. So now the pitch is a strike, and the count 0-1. So Campbell Thurman will not be batting, we presume, because he was the last name on the fielding. So the 0-1 is outside, and the count 1-1. So now here is the 1-1, and that one swing and a miss, strike two. So on fire is Schlaffer already, dialing up the heat on that one. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the wind and the pitch, that one outside. The count 2-2. This is game two of the day of four here at Cal Senior's Yard. So now here's the 2-2. And that one is outside. The count 3-2 now. So full count for Schlaffer. And the 3-2 is inside, ball four. And sprinting over to first inning. Walk situation is Feely. He sprinted down that line for that walk. Moses Doakes runs out the batting order, the third baseman. So two away here in the top of the second inning. On first is Feely, and the pitch is low for a ball, and the count 1-0. To Doakes. Feely's on first. Schlaffer looks in to his catcher O'Connor for the sign. Now here's the 1-0, and that is low in the dirt, and the count 2 balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count. Here's the pitch. And that one, a called strike on the inside corner. And the count 2-1. Here's the 2-1, and that one is outside. Count 3-1. O'Connor had to stand up and catch that one before it went to the backstop. That one was so far outside. So now 3-1. Here's the pitch to Dokes. That is ball 4. So after 2 strikeouts, 2 walks here in the second inning. And now we go up to the top of the batting order. Well, actually, hold. So Campbell Thurman actually is going to hit here. And the first pitch is a strike and the count 0-1. Now here's the pitch, and that one, swing and a miss, strike 2. So Thurman already behind. Count no balls and 2 strikes. Runners on first and second. The 0-2 hit off the end of the bat and fouled away. Now to the right side of the press box. So now, nothing in 2, the count. 2 men on, 2 outs. Here's the pitch, and that one is hit in the air, and that's going to dunk in for a base hit in the shallow center field. Everyone has to hold up. It's a single, and bases are loaded. So, not hit deep enough to score, but Campbell Thurman gets a single, and back up to the top of the order is Caleb Monroe. So Monroe struck out back in the first inning. He's 0-1. First big scoring opportunity for Denver. So now Schlaffer looks back at second and delivers the first pitch. That is a strike right down the middle on the count 0-1. And it'll be an 0-1. Base is loaded. Here's the pitch, and that one is high and away. And the count, 1-1. Ball stayed up in the zone. You can pretty much tell the way the at-bat's going to go by how Schlaffer pitches the first 2 pitches, whether or not it's going to be a quick at-bat or not. Here's the 1-1, and that is outside. The count, 2-1. It's all the difference when he can get ahead of the batter early in the count. He can usually finish off someone pretty quick, but if he doesn't, it's a long at bat. So now it'll be a 2-1 now. 2 outs, bases loaded, and the pitch is outside, and now the count, 3-0, and Schlaffer, who started out the inning with 2 strikeouts, could let up a 2-out walk to get the first run, to allow the first run of the game. Here is the 3-1, and the pitch is low, ball 4, coming in to score is Keegan Feely, and Denver has a 1-0 lead on a walk RBI by Caleb Monroe. So up next is Nathan Dingus. So now, coach is going to come on for Homewood, Illinois. So 1-0 the score, and it's still bases loaded. Moses Dokes is at third. Campbell Thurman is at second. And Caleb Monroe, who just got the walk, is in first. So manager comes out to settle down Schlaffer to see if they can get the final out of the inning. Up next is Nathan Dingus. And it was John Ogden, the manager for Homewood, Illinois, coming out to chat with the pitcher, Schlaffer. And that one is hit towards left field. That's going to be played on a hop. That's going to be enough in for one run to score. And now two runs come across. And it's now 3-0 Denver on a two-run single by Nathan Dingus. So that scores Doakes and Thurman. So up next is John Mikulik. And the first pitch is a strike and the count 0-1. So runners on first and second now. That is Monroe, who advanced to second. And Dingus at first, 3-0 Denver here in the top of the second. Now here's the 0-1, and that one is chopped up towards third on a hop, and it's going to get through. It's going to be a fair ball. Rounding third and coming in to score is going to be Monroe. And now that was all they get, but it will be an RBI single, we believe, for Mikulik. We'll see how they score that. Mikulik now with the hit, and that makes it 4-0. So Blake Beauchesne on now. So after two strikeouts for Mahoney and Quezada in the inning, Schlaffer has given up a walk, a single, a walk, a two-run single, and an RBI single. So up next is Blake Beauchesne. So now here's the wind and the pitch, and that one is fouled away. Hit is the top of the press box. So the count 0-1, that was headed right towards the booth on the line, but luckily it was above us. So now it'll be an 0-1. Runners on second and third. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike, and the count 0-2. What a pitch by Schlaffer. That one started up towards the neck of Beauchesne and then dropped into the strike zone. So now the count, nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, two outs, four in for Denver. Here's the pitch, and that one is hit it deep to right field. That ball is gone. A three-run home run for Blake Beauchesne. It is now 7-0 Denver. Score a run for Dingus and Mikulik and Beauchesne with a three-run homer as the entire team gathers around home plate. As Beauchesne stamps on the plate, and friendly cheering from the Denver side. It is now 7-0. So Jacob Thompson now. And with that, Denver has batted around. This entire rally has started with two outs in the inning. So now the first pitch is a strike to Thompson. Seven runs on four hits by my count. Here's the other one, and that is outside. They count one ball and one strike. So now the 1-1 is check swing. Did not go around. Count two balls and a strike. Here's the 2-1, and that one is hit, chopped on the ground towards second. Throw over to first in time for the final out of the inning. But seven runs come across for Denver, Colorado. The big hit, a three-run home run by Blake Beauchesne. Seven runs on four hits. And no one left because of that home run. At the end of an inning and a half, it's Denver 7, Homewood nothing. We'll be back after this break. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at SFMSports.net.
Bottom of the second inning, Denver, Colorado, and Homewood, Illinois. On day two of the Cal Ripken World Series, 7-0 our score, 7 runs coming in the second inning by Denver. So leading things off is Tyler Schlaffer. And the first pitch is a ball on the count 1-0. Schlaffer, the pitcher, who struggled mightily after getting the first two outs in the second inning. And that pitch is lined and hit on the ground towards left field. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Schlaffer rounds first. He is going to come in towards second and slide. So it's a leadoff double for Tyler Schlaffer as he leads the charge back to try and get on the scoreboard. They are down 7-0, but Schlaffer getting a leadoff double. Up next is Anthony Caldenaro. So now, here's the first pitch from pitcher Jacob Thompson, who is back on the mound for another inning of work, and the first pitch is a strike, and the count 0-1. Now here's the pitch, and that one is popped up towards shortstop, and coming on and making the catch is Fisher Mahoney for the first out of the inning. So Caldenaro pops up. Miles Prado. Actually, Miles Prado. So now here's the first pitch, and that is hit off the end of the bat and foul on the count 0-1. So now it'll be an 0-1. Throw over to second, and getting back in time is Schlaffer. So he'll dust himself off. Throwing behind him was Thompson. So now it'll be an 0-1. Here's the pitch, and that is in the dirt. Almost in the count 1-1. Actually, I think catching it just in time before he hit the dirt was John Mikulik. And now we're going to have time called as the manager for Denver comes out. Dustin Dingus. They will have a conversation here, especially with the runner on second. The world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with SFMSports.net on social media. We'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews, and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFMSports.net. Twitter at SFMSportsNet, I should say, for Twitter. We're on SFMSports.net on the internet. So now it'll be a 1-1. One out. Here's the pitch, and that one a high swing and a miss, strike two. So Miles Prado It's a strike, and now the count 1-2. Here's the pitch, and that one high, and the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runner on second is Schlaffer. So now it'll be a 2-2. Here's the pitch, and that one off speed, swing and a miss, strike 3. And down goes Prado. So 2 away. Up next is Caden Ernst, the third baseman. One of the coaches on the team is Josh Ernst. So 7-0 Denver after the 7-run outburst in the second inning. Homewood is just trying to get a run or two. They have a runner in scoring position. That was a leadoff double by Schlaffer. So now here's the first pitch, and that is high, and the count 1-0. And now I look back towards second, sliding in safely with Schlaffer. There was no throw, just a glance back towards second. So now here's the 1-0, and that is outside, and the count 2 balls and no strikes. Want to remind you, coming up at 5:30 is the New England region versus the Pacific Southwest region. Then 8 o'clock, Puerto Rico versus Dominican Republic. So one more United States bracket game, one more world bracket game. So now it'll be a 2-0. Here's the pitch, and that one is a ball high, and the count now 3-0. So all of a sudden now, Thompson can't find the strike zone. Remember, that's 7 runs scored with 2 outs in the inning for Denver. Now Thompson struggling here, the 3-0 inside, ball 4. So that's a walk. Ernst is on at first. So Jack Hurley comes to the plate. Hurley shorter than many of the other players on the team. However, also short was Caden Ernst. So now, here's the first pitch, and that is a strike, and the count 0-1. And now throw over to second. That is going to go into the outfield, but staying at second is Schlaffer because it didn't get far. The throw back from Thompson hit the shortstop and then went into center field, but coming up was Nathan Dingus in center field to back the play up. So no advancement from Schlaffer. Runners on first and second, 2 outs, 7-0 Denver. Homewood, Illinois at the plate still, and Jack Hurley faces an 0-1 count. Oh, now, Thompson really laboring here. Here's the 0-1, and that one outside in the count 1-1. When Schlaffer, the other pitcher, who is standing on second, by the way, now, when he was pitching, he pitched very rapidly when there were no one on base. Thompson is slow no matter what. So now it'll be a 1-1. Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. So Hurley reaches for that one on the outer part of the plate. Hurley, the left-handed hitter, going up against the righty pitcher. So now it'll be a 1-2. 2 on, 2 outs. Here's the pitch, and that one is fouled away and hits the bottom level of the press box below us. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch, and that one is fouled away again down the left field line. So the count still remains 1 ball and 2 strikes here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch, and that one is in the dirt, and no advancement. Schlaffer looked like he was going to go towards third, but staying on top of it was John Mikulik, the catcher. So now it'll be 2-2. This at-bat has taken quite a while here with Jack Hurley. Now it's a 2-2 count, and that one is chopped foul. So Hurley, an excuse me, swing off the end of the bat. Still staying alive. So now it'll be a 2-2. 2-1 and 2 out. Here's the pitch. Well outside. The count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scoreboard erased there for a second. We believe the count is 3-2, and it is. So now it'll be a payoff pitch. Here's the pitch from Thompson. That is ball 4 outside. And on with a walk is Hurley. It is now bases loaded. We are back up to the top of the order in George Santos. So bottom of the second, 2 outs. Homewood, Illinois is down 7-0, but they have the bases loaded. So a hit to the outfield could draw them closer. Here's the first pitch. That one is hit on the ground towards right field. That's going to be a base hit, and that will be enough to get in one run. Hit very shallow, but a bloop single for George Santos, and Homewood, Illinois is on the board. They've cut the Denver, Colorado lead to 7-1. An RBI single for Santos scores Schlaffer. So up next is Aiden O'Connor, trying to keep the rally going. And that one is hit up the middle. That is going to be fielded by the shortstop, tag second base. And that is the end of the inning. So that one almost made it through, but nice play by the shortstop, Fisher Mahoney, able to tag the bag. So we've come to the end of 2 innings of play. It is 1 run on 2 hits, and they leave 2. At the end of 2, it is Denver 7, Homewood 1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. We get set for the top of the third inning. Denver 7, Homewood 1. Rob Dawson on hand here. It is close to 4 o'clock Eastern time. For those of you listening outside of the Maryland area, we do appreciate it on this Saturday afternoon. So Tyler Schlaffer on for another inning of work, and leading things off is Fisher Mahoney again, just like it was in the second inning. Denver batted around in the second inning. Now it's a 1-0 count, and this one is hit in the air, popped up towards second, and making the catch is Cecil Archbold for the first out of the inning. So up next is Lucas Cazeda. One away, and here's the pitch, and that one is low And the count 1-0. Schlaffer, the righty, going up against the lefty hitter, Quesada. There's the 1-0, and that is swing and a miss, strike one. And the 1-1 is hit a mile high and out of play. No one was sitting there because everyone is sitting in the shaded area. But that one carried a long way. So now the count 1-2. So now it'll be a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch, and that one is hit. And diving play at first. Now throw over to Schlaffer covering, and he got him at first base. What a play by the first baseman, George Santos, and able to have Schlaffer cover, getting there just in time to get Quesada for the second out of the inning. Ground out 3-1, two quick outs. And up next is Keegan Feely. And the first pitch is a strike, and the count 0-1. Feely back in the second inning got a walk, and that really got everything started. Came around to score eventually. Here's the 0-1, and that one is fouled away. Count no ball and two strikes. Overcast, thin layer of overcast cloud, but the sun is shining brightly through that. Here's the 0-2. And that is swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Feely. And 1-2-3 goes Denver here in the third inning. We played 2.5. It is Denver 7 and Homewood, Illinois 1. Back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Back here in Aberdeen, Maryland, bottom of the third inning we head to, and Denver, Colorado leads Homewood, Illinois 7-1. If you're just joining us, 7 runs in the second inning by Denver, but a 1-2-3 third inning for them, so good job by Homewood, Illinois. And Aiden O'Connor will lead things off. Actually, my mistake, it is Cecil Archbold. First pitch is a ball, and the count 1-0. And now here's the pitch, and that is a strike, and the count 1-1. And this is Jacob Thompson, still on the mound for another inning of work. Here's the 1-1, and that is a strike called on the outside corner, and the count 1-2. And the 1-2 is swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Aiden O'Connor. Excuse me, it's Archbold. So pinch hitter on for Ohio Valley, Homewood, Illinois. And we will give that to you in a moment. The first pitch is a ball and the count 1-0. Matt Petrowski. So now here's the 1-0, and that is a ball, and the count 2 balls and no strikes. One out here in the bottom of the third. Here's the 2-0, and that is inside, actually low and in the dirt, I should say, and the count 3-0. 4 o'clock straight up here in the East Coast in Aberdeen, Maryland. Snap it, it's a 3-0, and that one outside, ball four. And on at first is Piotrowski. Tyler Schlaffer. And now up at the plate, and the first pitch is a strike, and the count 0-1. Schlaffer got the double to begin the rally in the second inning. Wound up coming on to score. So now here's the 0-1, and that one is hit on the ground and fielded at third. Throw to second, one. On to first, not in time. They don't get two, but they do get the lead runner on at first to Schlaffer because of the fielder's choice. So Matt Piotrowski is out. So up next is Anthony Caldenaro. So two away. Snap throw back over to first and getting back just in time. Schlaffer. Caldenaro popped up back in the second inning. Now throw back over to first and getting back safely is Schlaffer. So now, here's the pitch, and that is high. And the count 1-0. First pitch home to Caldenaro after two throws over. We're here in the bottom of the third inning. Denver, Colorado has a 7-1 lead. Homewood trying to chip away. And the 1-0 is outside. The count 2 balls and no strikes. So now it'll be a 2-0. Snap throw back over to first, and getting back is Schlaffer. So now the 2-0 is inside. The count 3 balls and no strikes. We saw this last inning for Jacob Thompson struggling to get out of the inning after getting the first two outs. So now it'll be a 3-0, and the pitch is a strike, and the count 3-1. A little bit of a delay call by the home plate umpire, but that one, even though it was high, it was right down the middle. Now throw back over to first, and getting back is Schlaffer again. So now it'll be a 3-1. And the pitch gets away, but it's ball four anyway. So running over towards first with the walk is Caldenaro. And Miles Prado up at the plate, strikeout in the second inning. So it's runners on first and second. And the first pitch is a ball on the count 1-0. Prado struck out in the second inning. So 2-1, 2 out. Here's the 1-0. And that one, swing and a miss, strike one, a high pitch. And swinging right through that was Prado. And the count evens at 1-1. Thompson glances behind his shoulder at first, and now delivers home. The 1-1 swing and a miss, strike two. Now the count, 1 ball and 2 strikes. So that'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And down goes Prado. And the side is retired. So we come to the end of three innings of play. And at the no run scored for Homewood, Illinois. But we've reached the end of three. It's Denver 7, Homewood 1. We'll be back for the fourth in the moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Back here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get ready for the top of the fourth inning, and new pitcher on is Cecil Archbold for Homewood, Illinois. He takes the mound, a swap between second base and pitcher. So going over to play second base is Schlaffer. So a simple switch. So Archbold now the new pitcher for Homewood, Illinois, as we get ready for the top of the fourth inning. Denver, Colorado up next, and it'll be Moses Doakes leading things off unless they send a pinch hitter up, but it will be Moses Doakes. So top of the fourth, Denver, a 7-1 lead over Homewood, Illinois. The Midwest Plains region versus the Ohio Valley region. So now, here's the pitch from Archbold, and that one is barely deflecting off the catcher's glove. Well inside, and Aiden O'Connor had to pop up and go grab that one. So now the count 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that one inside as well. The count 2-0. Moses Doakes, nicknamed Mo D. So now here's the 2-0. And that one is a strike, and the count 2-1. Favorite team is the L.A. Dodgers. Jackie Robinson's his favorite player. Mexican food, favorite food. So now here's the 2-1, and that is swing and a miss, strike two. Doakes got a walk back in the second inning, scored a run as well in that 7-run second inning for Denver. So now it'll be a 2-2. Here's the pitch from Archbold. High swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Doakes. So one away. Campbell Thurman now at the plate, got a single in the second inning. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and the count 0-1. Now here's the wind of the pitch. The 0-1 is swing and a miss, strike two. Now the count 0-2. So now here's the wind and the 0-2, and that is almost in the dirt. Count 1-2 as Aiden O'Connor reached over, made the grab. Oh, now it'll be a 1-2 count. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Thurman. So two batters and two strikeouts for Archbold. go up to the top of the order, and Caleb Monroe struck out in the first and a walk in the second. So he's standing here in the top of the fourth now with two outs. As we time was called, as there was some activity going on in the bullpen area, and there were extra players there, and I guess the third base umpire told them to leave the area. So now two away. Now we're back to play, and the first pitch is a strike to Monroe, and the count 0-1. 7-1 our score. All those runs in the second inning, 8 total runs, all in that one inning. Now here's the 0-1, and that one inside, and the count 1-1. And here's the pitch, and that one is looped into right field. That's going to dunk in for a base hit. So Monroe is on with a single. So next is Nathan Dingus. So now one on and two outs for Denver. In the blue jerseys, the road pants, and Monroe dives back as Archbold was just looking over there, but Caleb Monroe diving back. So now the pitch out, ball home, throw to first, not in time. Monroe gets back. Now the count, 1-1 and no strikes. Dingus grounded out in the first inning, got a 2-run single in the second inning. One of the big hits in that inning to drive in a couple of runs. Here's the 1-0. The pitch home is a ball. The throw to second is out and gunned out at second base is Monroe. Caught stealing, a great throw by the catcher O'Connor over towards second base. We have come to the end of 3.5 innings of play. It is Denver 7 and Homewood 1, and no runs in the inning for Denver. So we go to the bottom of the fourth. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Aberdeen, Maryland here, bottom of the fourth inning, and day two, game two of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. We're here at Cal Seniors Yard, and it's 7-1 Denver leading Homewood, Illinois. Homewood bats here in the fourth inning, and leading things off is Caden Ernst. And the first pitch is a strike, and the count 0-1. Jacob Thompson on for another inning of work for Denver, only allowing one run. And here's the pitch, and that one a high swing and a miss, strike two for Ernst. Ernst really reaching on that one. Got a walk in the first inning, or first at bat, I should say, walk in the second inning. Here's the 0-2, and that is strike three called, and down goes Ernst. And there's one away. By my count, five strikeouts for Thompson. So one away, and up next is Jack Hurley. Got a walk back in the second inning. So bottom of the fourth, one out. Here's the wind of the pitch from Thompson, and that one is hit off the end of the bat. And the count, no balls and a strike. World of difference for Thompson now. Seemed to be speeding things up a little bit. Obviously ran into some trouble with runners on base, so labored through the second and third. Now here's the 0-1, and that one is popped up a mile high in the infield. Racing in, it's going to drop in front of everyone. And now there's a runner on. It's Jack Hurley. The shortstop had the best eyes on it, it looked like. Campbell Thurman, but was a step late in getting there. So now it's a runner on first. George Santos up at the plate. Hit by a pitch in the first inning and RBI single in the second. And the pitch is a strike, and they count 0-1. So one on, one out for Homewood. They've gotten base runners on, but have only been getting, have only gotten one run across the plate. Here's the 0-1, and that is high for a ball, and they count 1-1. So a runner on first, one on and one out. Here's the pitch. And off speed, swing and a miss, strike two. Fooled Santos. Now the count, one ball and two strikes. The 1-2, and that is high and gets away from the catcher briefly. Did not get far enough away from John Miklick, though, for Hurley to advance. Here's the next pitch, and that one is in the dirt. Gets by the catcher. Now Hurley's running. There will be no throw. Hurley advances to second on the pass ball. So now Hurley on at second. It's a runner in scoring position for Homewood as they try and get back in the game. They are down 7-1. So now it'll be a 3-2. Here's the pitch from Thompson. That is high, ball four. So another walk as Santos moves over to first. And up next is Aiden O'Connor. Connor got a hit into an odd double play, 9-3. Santos was doubled off first and then reached on a fielder's choice to end the inning in the second. Now up again here in the fourth, two on and one out. Here's the pitch. And that one is inside for a ball. And the count 1-0. As we mentioned, a really nice summer day here. Kind of warm, and that's why a lot of the kids are huddled around the water slide in right center field. Here's the 1-0, and that gets away from the catcher. And now everyone's going to advance. It's second and third now. And one out as that ball got away from the catcher, John Miklick. Oh, now it'll be 2-0, and now Hurley is at third, and Santos is at second. So the count, two balls and no strikes. Thompson looks at third and now delivers home. The pitch, and that one is hit up the middle. It is through for a base hit. One run comes in for Homewood with the bobble. Now another run comes in, and it's now 7-3, Denver. Homewood has scored two runs. It's an RBI single for Aiden O'Connor. So Hurley would score on the RBI single, the extra bobble, perhaps allowing Santos to score. So now conversation on the mound with the manager for Denver, Dustin Dingus, Nate Dingus's father. Want to remind everyone, stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Just search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2. Then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet, thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. Throw over to first is not in time. New batter on is Cecil Archbold, who's now the pitcher for Homewood. Runner on first is O'Connor. And the pitch is a strike. And the count 0-1. O'Connor Archbold could not hold up after swinging through that one. So now, within Grand Slam distance is Homewood. Here is the 0-1, and that is low. Count 1-1. 2 are in for Homewood, Illinois, in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the 1-1, and that one is hit off the end of the bat. That's going to dunk it for a base hit down the right field line, and that's going to be a single for Cecil Archbold. O'Connor moves to second. It's runners on first and second and one out. So now we may get another pinch hitter. Indeed, it looks like we will. And we'll try and give that to you. It is number 10 for Homewood, Illinois, Kevin Reed. So this spot, the cleanup spot, has been a variety of different hitters. It was Connor Mason. It was Matt Piotrowski. And now it is Kevin Reed's spot. Runners on first and second now, one out. Here's the pitch. And that is swing and a miss. Strike one, but it gets away from Mikulik, and the runners advance. So it's runners on second and third. So now it'll be an 0-1. Here's the pitch, and that is high in the count, 1-1. So second and third now are the runners. O'Connor at third and Archbold at second. As Homewood tries to strike back here, they're down 7-3. But a base hit could really make this interesting. Here's the 1-1, and that is outside, ball two. Almost a pitch out as Mikulik was motioning for a throw to third, but seeing that O'Connor was not off the bag, he decided not to throw. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Kevin Reed. So up next is Tyler Schlaffer. So now second and third and two outs. Here's the pitch. That is a strike on the outside corner in the count 0-1. Two in for Homewood. Here's the pitch, and that one is chopped up towards third. Glances over towards the runner, and now throws over to first in time for the final out of the inning. So ground out 5-3, ends the inning, but a good inning for Homewood. They chip away, scoring two runs in the inning. It is two runs on what looks to be three hits, and they leave two. At the end of four innings of play, it is Denver 7 and Homewood 3. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks.
How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Top of the fifth inning here in Aberdeen, Maryland, in the Midwest Plains versus Ohio Valley matchup here in pool play in the United States bracket. And 7-3, Denver leads Homewood, Illinois. Denver representing the Midwest Plains. Homewood, Illinois representing the Ohio Valley. So we head now to the top of the fifth inning. Cecil Archbold on the mound again. And the first pitch is chopped up and threw for a base hit off the third baseman, deflected, it looked like. And that was Nathan Dingus, who leading things off with a single. So up next is John Mikulik. And actually, he goes by Jack. We remember back in the first inning. So Jack Mikulik on the plate. And getting back with a glance over from Archbold is Dingus. Now here's the pitch. And that one is hit in the air towards right field. It's going to dunk in for a base hit in the Bermuda Triangle out there. No one could get to it. And now it's runners on first and second. So rushing in from right field and second base and first base was Homewood, and none could come up with the ball. So good placement there. Runners on first and second. Nobody out now. And up next is Blake Beauchesne. And the first pitch is inside in the count 1-0. Beauchesne hit a three-run home run to cap off the scoring in the second inning for Denver. Now here's the 1-0, and that is high and inside in the count 2-0. Beauchesne, the lefty, he had to back away from that one. So now it'll be a 2-0. Here's the pitch, and that one is a strike called on the outside corner, and the count 2-1. Here's the pitch, and that one is in, and the count 3-1. So in is Archbold on Beauchesne. So, but it is a hitter's count for Blake. So now it'll be a 3-1, and that one is hit in the air towards right field. Coming on and making the catch is Miles Prado. Round number one, and now a tag from second to third, and getting in there safely was Dingus. So Dingus just there, and now it is runners on first and third. So Dingus close play in at third, but able to tag up. So one away. Now next is Jacob Thompson. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. Now the throw back to first is not in time. Getting back safely is Jack Mikulik. Thompson, end of the inning on a fielder's choice, and then grounded out in the second inning. Now here's the 1-0, and that one is outside. Count 2 balls and no strikes. First and third, one out here for Denver in the top of the fifth inning as they try and get some distance back over Homewood. 2-0 is a strike, and the count 2 balls and 1 strike. This big at-bat here, 2 outs, makes a whole world of difference. But a sac fly here at the very least can score a run if it is deep enough. Here's the 2-1. That is outside ball 3. And the count 3-1. You wonder, with one out, if Homewood would load the bases here to increase the chance of a double play. However, they are down 7-3. Here's the 3-1. That is low ball 4. So Thompson on with the walk. And indeed, they load the bases for Fisher Mahoney. Mahoney struck out in the second and popped up in the third inning. And now we're going to have a conversation with John Ogden, the Homewood, Illinois manager. And this will get a chance to talk to you about Championship Weekend. All week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in Championship Weekend. Friday, Championship Weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5, followed by the International Championship at 7:30. Then we'll broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45. Get the schedule, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. So one away, bases loaded, and Fisher Mahoney up at the plate. Fish, as they call him. So now he swings away, and this one is hit deep, and over the head, it's going to hit the base of the wall. One run comes in, and now two runs are in. Here's the throw, and it is cut off by the catcher. And now there's two players at third, the throw to second, and they get Mahoney. Now the throw home, and they get him as well, coming in from third. Now two runs came across before that, but good job to stop the bleeding by Homewood, Illinois. And we have come to the end of 4.5 innings of play. Two runs come across, but Homewood stops the damage there. It is Denver 9, Homewood 3. We come to the end of the 4.5. Bottom of the fifth coming up next. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in Aberdeen, Maryland, 9-3. Denver leads Homewood, Illinois. We reminder, of course, as you know from the first game today, we have a mercy rule of a 10-run differential. If Homewood did not get the play that they did and Fisher Mahoney overran second trying to go for third and he wound up being tagged out and then quick thinking by the shortstop, Anthony Caldenaro, to throw home, they were able to get Jacob Thompson out at home, trying to take home after the throw to second. So there was two outs that wound up being after the two runs scored. Now, even though Homewood gave up the two runs, if they had given up all three or more runs in that inning, they would be awfully close to the differential. Right now, it's just six. Of course, Homewood would not like to be down six, but it is better than being down 8 or 9 and risking ending the game early. But we're here in the bottom of the fifth. And Homewood, Illinois is back up to bat here. And Anthony Caldenaro at the plate. Popped up in the second inning, walked in the third. Jacob Thompson still on for another inning of work. The 1-0 is outside. The count, 2 balls and no strikes. Actually, my mistake, it is not Thompson anymore pitching. New pitcher on is Fisher Mahoney. And now the 2-0 is outside. The count, 3 balls and no strikes. We don't know if Thompson has taken the place of Mahoney at short. 3-0, and that is ball 4 in the dirt. So Caldenaro gets on with a walk. Now next is Miles Prado. So nobody out. here in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. And the count 0-1. Now Mahoney throws over to first and not in time. And just getting back was Caldenaro. And now throw over again is not in time. Looks like a new first baseman as well. So there might have been a couple of switches here. Now throw back over again. It looks like it is number 8 for Denver. Aiden Flores playing first now. So now here's the 0-1, and that is in the dirt. And getting it cleanly, though, is the catcher, John Mikulik. Count 1-1. Here's the pitch from Mahoney, and that is high. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Thompson is indeed at short. He just turned his back to us. So Thompson's at short, and Flores is at first now. Here's the 2-1, and that is fouled away. The count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Of course, in the Little League Babe Ruth games, there is many a substitution as there are playing requirements for every player. Here's the 2-2, and that is fouled away, or at least an effort to try and get as many players in. So now it'll be a 2-2. And the pitch, and this one is lined foul down the right field line, out of play off the end of the bat. Nice catch by someone down the right field line. And we'll do it again. The count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just a reminder, only half the fun so far is going to be done after this game. 2 more games left. And the 2-2 is low. The count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coming up at Cal Senior's Yard at 5:30, the game after this one is the New England region versus Pacific Southwest. There goes the runner, the 3-2. This one's hit off the end of the bat on the ground. Throw from third across the diamond in time for the first out of the inning. So ground out, 5-3. That does get the runner over, though, so sacrifice. Next is Caden Ernst. So one away. And the pitch is high. And the count 1-0. So runner on second and runner in scoring position again for Homewood. Here's the 1-0. And that one is low. And the count 2 balls and no strikes. So quickly behind is Mahoney, the pitcher. So now it'll be a 2-0. Here's the pitch, and that one is high again. And now the count 3 balls and no strikes. So Mahoney is in danger of walking Ernst. Not a walk in the second and a strikeout in the fourth. It'll be a 3-0. Here's the pitch, and that is low. Ball 4, so a 4-pitch walk to Ernst. And up next is Jack Hurley. And now we could have a talk session or a pitching change coming as manager Dustin Dingus comes to the mound. Gives us a second to talk about social media. The world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with sfmsports.net on social media. We'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews, and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook at sfmsports.net. SFM Sportsnet, rather, is the Twitter handle. And conference is over. So now Conference over. It's runners on first and second. So now here's the pitch, and that one is inside, and the count 1-0. To Jack Hurley, got a single and scored a run. Here's the 1-0. And that one is hit off the end of the bat. That is going to be through for a base hit into left field. And the runners will hold. It's runners on first and third. So Hurley with a single. Now George Santos coming up again for the fourth time through. He's hit by a pitch in the first inning. Got a single and an RBI in the second. And got a walk and scored in the fourth. So base is loaded now. As Caldonaro is on third, Ernst at second, and Hurley at first. I said first and third before I meant to say base is loaded. So now it is a 1-0. And the pitch is in the dirt. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes. And that one is fouled away off the end of the bat. And the count, 2-1. Actually, count 1-2, my mistake. So now we're all set. Here's the 1-2. And that one in the dirt. And fielded cleanly by McCulloch. So count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 2-2, and that one is hit off the end of the bat. Throw over to second, one. On to first, off the bag, and not in time. And a run scores because of that. So it is now 9-4 coming in to score as Caldonaro. So Homewood, Illinois, still trying to hang in there, and they get a run. So up next is Aiden O'Connor. And there goes the runner, and that one is going to go behind the backstop. And moving on from first to second is Santos. So the pit count is 1-0. Two outs here in the inning. Hurley is on third, and Santos is at second. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch. And that one is hit off the end of the bat. And running out of room is the first baseman Flores for Denver. Hit the railing of the dugout. Now the count 1-1. And just ran out of room. So Homewood has new life. A base hit could get this within grand slam distance again. 9-4 with runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. And that one is hit on the ground towards second. Flips to first in time for the final out of the inning. So O'Connor grounds out 4-3. But Homewood, Illinois picks up an important run. It's one run on one hit, and they leave two. At the end of 5 innings of play, it is Denver 9, Homewood 4. Back in a moment, this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention it's free? That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Top of the sixth inning here in Aberdeen, Maryland, in the pool play of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Day number two here in Group B play. And right now it is Denver, Colorado, leading Homewood, Illinois, 9-4. Denver from the Midwest Plains region, and they're on to bat here in the top of the sixth with Lucas Cazeta at the plate. And the first pitch is a ball outside. The count 1-0. Cecil Archbold still on the mound for Homewood. Now the count 1-0. Here's the pitch. And that one is outside. The count 2 balls and no strikes. So now the wind in the pitch, and this one is fouled away off the end of the bat at the bottom level of the field house here, and the count 2-1. So a reminder, coming up next, 5:30 approximately, is New England versus Pacific Southwest region. And the 2-1 is outside, and the count 3-1. So now the 3-1, and this one is lined and foul out of play. So now the count 3-2. Hit off the end of the bat. Cazeta struck out in the second, grounded out in the third. So now it'll be a 3-2. Here's the pitch, and that is behind Cazeta, ball four. So he will advance to first on the walk. So Aiden Flores now in the extra players spot. So runner on first here in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and that one is a strike call, and the count 0-1. And one outside, but in there for a called strike according to the home plate umpire. So now it'll be an 0-1. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled away. Again, off the lower part of the press box. So now the count, no balls and two strikes. Reminder, we play 7 innings. So top of the sixth. 2 more chances for Homewood to come back. The 0-2, and that one is fouled away. All the way down the right field line. Giving that ball a ride was Aiden Flores. The final game is Puerto Rico versus Dominican Republic. And now an 0-2 count here, 9-4 the score with Denver in front of Homewood, Illinois. The 0-2 goes behind the catcher. Now throw over to second is not in time. It was closer than you would think. Cazeta got a late jump and gets into second. So the count, 1 ball and 2 strikes, nobody out. And now a runner in scoring position for Denver. Here's the 1-2. And that is outside. The count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So now Archbold looks in. And here's the 2-2. That one fouled away off the top of the bat. Flores behind on that one. So now the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So runner on second now. Here's the 2-2. That one fouled away off the end of the bat. So just staying alive again is Flores. So now it'll be a 2-2. And that one is behind the catcher again, but all the way out of the play, hit the backstop. So Still staying at second is Quesada. So now here is the 3-2, and that is ball four. So on with the walk is Quesada, or Flores, rather. So Moses Doakes, the third baseman, on. So now here's the pitch with runners on first and second and nobody out. And the first pitch is a ball on the count 1-0. And the 0-1 is hit and it's going to dunk in. No one saw it in left field for a base hit. And because of it had to wait to see if it was going to be caught, Denver was not able to advance anyone, so that's going to dunk in for a single. And Doakes is on, so it's bases loaded and nobody out here for Campbell Thurman. So now top of the sixth, it's 9-4. Here's the pitch, and that is inside, and the count 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike, and the count 1-1. And the 1-1 is fouled away. Count 1-2. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch, and that hit him. And that gets a run in. So Campbell Thurman gets a run batted in the tough way. A hit by pitch, and on the score is Quesada. Quesada with the run scored, and is now 10-4. And first pitch to now what is a pinch hitter for Denver is Wynn Morley. And that is a ball on the count 1-0. 10-4 our score. Bases loaded, nobody out. Here's the pitch, and that one is a strike and the count 1-1. Still nobody out here in the sixth. And now with all the runners on, a grand slam or any combination of four more runs and Homewood would have one more shot before falling to the mercy rule. And the 1-1 is inside the count, 2-2. So this is a very important half inning here. Archbold is struggling and has a conversation with the catcher, Aiden O'Connor. So now 2-2. Now that'll be a 2-1. Here's the pitch, and that one is popped up. And no, not making the catch at first is George Santos. Pounds his glove in frustration. I think he ran out of room anyway. I think the ball hit the railing first, so it would have been out of play anyway. So now it'll be a 2-2 count. So Here's the 2-2, and that one swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Wynn Morley for out number one. So Dinges has had a busy day. Two-run single in the second and a single in the fifth. His two hits in the game. Bases loaded, one out. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike, and the count 0-1. Score update, top of the seventh inning. Australia leads Mexico 6-2 right now, going on across the way at Nationals Yard. That game is over, actually. 6-2 the final. So, game has just gone final. And right here, it's 10-4, Denver over Homewood, Illinois, in the U.S. bracket. Here's the 0-1 hit off the end of the bat, and fouled out of play. Count no balls and two strikes earlier. It was Japan over Canada, 11-1 at Nationals Yard. Earlier here at Cal Senior's Yard, first game of the day, Republic of Korea over New Zealand, 10-0 in four. And the 0-2, and that one is hit in towards left center field. It's going to be bobbled by the center fielder. One runs in for Denver. Now two runs in. The throw to third is not in time. It is a two-run single for Nathan Dinges, and it's now a 12-4 Denver lead. Make that a two-run double. So score runs for Flores and Doakes. And now we're going to, looks like we might have a conversation or a pitching change here by John Ogden. And indeed, we will have a pitching change. So coming into pitch, it looks like coming in from left field to pinch is Kevin Reed, I believe. So we'll see when he turns his number in a moment. And let's see. It is, should be Kevin Reed here. And it is. So Kevin Reed is going to be pitching. We'll see who else switches, if Archbold came out of the game or not. Archbold started the day at second base. Three are in here for Denver in the sixth inning. So now this about the TuneIn app. Stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Just search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2, then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet, thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. I'll join you on the Nationals Yard broadcast at 5:30, hopefully. And Maryland, the Calvert County team, goes up against the Southwest Region winner. So Kevin Reed, the lefty pitcher now. Last night, it was Hartford County over Bear, Delaware, 5-1 in the opening game of the 44. The parade was this morning at 10 o'clock. So now the pitch is inside for a ball, and they count 1-0. So Denver, with two more runs, can make this a 10-run game. And the 1-0 is a strike, and the count 1-1. Coming up at 5:30 or so, New England versus the Pacific Southwest. And that one is chopped up towards short. Looks towards third. Throw to first in time for the second out of the inning. And no runs come across on that one. So ground out 6-3. That was John Mikulik. at the plate. Blake Bouchesne. Bouchesne, the big three-run home run. That would make it 7-0 back in the second inning. Now he stands at the plate here. And the pitch is a strike and the count 0-1. So if there are not more than 10 runs differential here, Homewood, Illinois has two chances to get back or tie the game. The 0-1 is ground hit in the air right towards second base. And making the play looked like it was Cecil Archbold. So we come to the end of 5.5 innings of play. Three important runs for Denver in the top of the sixth. And they lead 12-4 over Homewood, Illinois. Back for the bottom of the sixth in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
We head now to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Denver 12, Homewood, Illinois 4. Rob Dawson on hand here at Aberdeen, Maryland. So nice of you to join us from Cal Senior's Yard. And leading off things in the bottom of the sixth inning here for Homewood, Illinois, it looks like it's going to be Cecil Archbold. Indeed it is. On the mound again is Fisher Mahoney for another inning of work. And the first pitch is a ball and the count 1-0. So Homewood, Illinois, not in the mercy rule category yet. Actually won't be, because they will have to play a seventh inning. We only play seven to begin with. So the 1-0 is swinging a miss, strike one. We will be playing seven innings here. Here's the 1-1, and that is hit on the ground towards first. Fielding in and tapping first base is Lucas Quesada for the first out of the inning. So Archbold grounds out. So Kevin Reed, or unless they send a pinch hitter to the plate, is up next. And it looks like they are. They've been switching around the cleanup hitter all game long. And Connor Mason is actually back in the spot. So now, first pitch is a ball outside, and the count 1-0. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss, strike one. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Bases clear, one out. Denver in the blue with the gray pants, the 1-1. And that one is hit in the air, and it's going to be into left field for a base hit. And Thompson, for a second, had it maybe off the end of his glove. He was a shortstop backing off towards left field and is not able to make the grab, though. So we'll see how they score that. That was very close to the glove. So up next is Tyler Schlaffer. And the first pitch is a strike, and the count 0-1. And now throw over to first, not in time, is Mason. Tonet will be an 0-1. Here's the pitch, and that one is hit off the end of the bat, popped up along the first base line, and coming on and making the catch is Flores for the second out. I should say Quezada was not playing first anymore. It is Aiden Flores. So two away. As Schlaffer popped up, and up next is Anthony Caldenaro. There's two walks on the day. He's really seen the ball well. So bottom of the sixth, two outs, a runner on first. Here's the pitch, and that one is high, and they count 1-0. And the pitch is outside, and the count 2 balls and no strikes. So now it'll be a 2-0. Here's the pitch, and that one is high and inside, and the count 3 balls and no strikes. So Caldenaro working the count to 3-0. And the 3-0 is a strike, and the count 3 balls and 1 strike. That'll be a 3-1. That one in, and ball 4, so Caldenaro draws a walk. Miles Prado on with 2 on and 2 outs now. And this one is chopped through for a base hit into left field. And now returning third and coming home to score is coming in is Connor Mason. And that makes it a 12-5 game. So Prado is on with an RBI single. It is now 12-5. And Homewood, Illinois won't give up. So next is Caden Ernst, who walked in the second and in the fifth. So runners on first and second now. And the first pitch is a strike and the count 0-1. It is Caldenaro on second and Prado on first. And now Ernst at the plate. So now it'll be an 0-1. Here's the pitch from Mahoney, swing and a miss, strike two. Now the count, no balls and 2 strikes. As Homewood, Illinois tries to take another bite out of this Denver lead. Here's the 0-2. That one is fouled away. And the count, no balls and 2 strikes. We will be playing a bottom of the 7th inning. Homewood's the home team. So now it'll be an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. And that is in the dirt. Gets through the catcher. And all the runners go. It is now runners on second and third. So now Caldenaro moves to third now. And Prado to second. And now the count is 1-2. A base hit can make this a 5-run ball game. Here's the 1-2. And the pitch is in the dirt again. And not coming home this time is Caldenaro, as Mikulik was on top of that one. So now they count 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 now. Runners on second and third, 2 outs. Here's the pitch from Mahoney. Strike 3 called on the inside corner. And down goes Ernst. So we come to the end of 6 innings of play, but 1 run in for Homewood. It's 1 run on 1 hit, and they leave 2 because of the walk. At the end of 6 innings of play, it is Denver 12 and Homewood 5, and perhaps now because of the 2-hour limit, they have said that is the end of the game. This was a long game, and indeed that was the final inning. So we will not play 7. 12-5, is your final, and Denver wins the game. So Denver 1-0, and Homewood 0-1 in pool play. We'll take our end of the sixth-inning break. We'll come back and wrap it up in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
This is SFMSports.net.
For the home team, Ohio Valley, the award goes to Aiden O'Connor. Congratulations again to these outstanding players.
All right, and as you heard a little bit of the tail end of the post game there, that caught us a little bit off guard, but it was the two-hour limit that ended the game with Denver up 12-5. So they wanted to get the next game moving. Of course, the rules stipulate they can't start another inning after the two-hour game time limit in this pool play situation. So Denver wins 12-5, the final score, and highlighted by a 7-run second inning. So, of course, a big outburst for Denver, and Homewood, Illinois could not muster anything on that. So we come to the post-game break here, and we will give that break to you, and we'll come back and wrap this game up before we turn it over to Stu Paul for the second part of the doubleheader. And that is all coming up next. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Rob Dawson back here as we wrap it up. Denver over Homewood, Illinois, 12-5. Denver, a 7-run second inning, powered them to the win. and they improve to 1-0 in pool play. Homewood Illinois falls to 0-1. Be sure to stay tuned here. Coming up momentarily at approximately 5:20 or so, it's New England versus Pacific Southwest, followed by 8 o'clock Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic. For the Southwest region versus Maryland All-Stars from Calvert County, tune to SFM Sports Channel 2. I got to head over to Nationals Field. You can catch me there at 5:30. But Sue Paul has the game for you coming up next here at Cal Seniors Yard between New England and Pacific Southwest. For our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, and everyone at SFMSports.net, I'm Rob Dawson saying so long. Coming up next, 5:20 approximately, game number 3 of the day. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.